When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. You're listening to Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and this is Ascent Dental Solution with a focus on education, knowledge, training, and development. I want to give a special thanks to David Wolf and his expert podcast team. Without them, these podcasts would not be possible. I also want to thank my sponsors, Henry Schein, Patterson, and Vocal Supply Company. Without their support, again, these podcasts would be extremely difficult. I thought I would touch base on what's going on in the dental profession as a whole. When 2019 was coming to a close, the mergers and acquisition activities and the building of the DSO markets were out of sight. There were mergers, there were acquisitions. Everybody and everybody's brother wanted to get into this market. And ultimately, when you cut through the chase, the idea of getting 2, 3, 10, 15, 30 practices, when you cut through all the BS, was to get a multiple of EBITDA, to get a big payout, and hopefully you could retire with a pocket full of money. Well, something very interesting happened. And as we all know, what happened was COVID-19. And once COVID hit, the letters of intent, the hundreds of millions and billions of dollars that were on the table, ultimately started to perish. And the reason I bring this topic up is I found it very interesting that even with large multi-million dollar and even billion dollar companies in the dental market, they're very similar to our patient base. What we saw as 2020 went into a severe lockdown, meltdown, over cautiousness to protect everyone's health, their employees, the doctors, the hygienists, the assistants, our patient base, the list goes on and on. We realized that instead of a herd immunity, what we were really seeing in the dental business, particularly in the merger and acquisitions, was basically a thinning of the herd. Those that were the most nimble, the most strong financially, and had the best vision are the ones that seemed to weather the storm and succeed. What I thought was interesting is there were basically three types of MSOs or DSOs that seemed to occur in the 2020 year. There were that group that were eager to close. They knew that the world was falling apart, the economy was being torn apart, people were losing jobs, money was tightening up. But for a variety of reasons, their culture, their ability to risk aversion, they just simply said, I'm going to close on this deal, I'm going to honor the decisions I've made with the practices that we've been having a letter of intent. And they went on and they closed the deal. And in my personal opinion, those companies will prove to have the DNA makeup to make them successful, not just in this difficult time, but in the long time. And it may be something for our dental listeners to consider when they're looking at an MSO that's equity backed by usually some kind of venture capital group, what their culture and what their personality is, because chances are other issues like COVID will occur in the future. And knowing that that team was willing to support you, stay with you, and honor their obligations says a world about the culture and about the people running that particular organization. The second group was more of a watch and wait group. These were probably the largest numbers of merger and acquisitions. These were people that just couldn't pull the trigger. They wanted to make sure it was going to be safer. Sometimes this was brought about by their management culture, and other times there were other things pulling their strings. And what I mean by that is these MSOs many times are financially controlled by private equity groups. And if that private equity group feels that the environment is distasteful or the risk is too high, then many times the money that funds these MSOs starts to dry up, and the people who head the MSOs really can't do what they hope to do because the money people that are really controlling that MSO have decided for a variety of reasons that the environment is not correct. The last group is what I'll refer to as the duck in cover. They're basically saying it's getting too hot in the kitchen and we're out of here. And basically what this group is generally they haven't been funded enough. Their finances weren't in the right place and they're gone. They're out of business for good and they're not coming back. I think we as dentists have fallen into basically three categories ourselves. We have that group of dentists whose personality, drive, and determination says, I'm going to compete with these MSOs and DSOs. I'm not going to cowtail to them. I'm going to continue to be independent and run my business the way you think it's best suited. And you're going to try to fight these large corporations. And I tip my hat. And I think with the right personality, the right drive and determination, you will be critically and successful in your ventures. However, there are another group of individuals that basically look at heavy debt, their own personality, and say that they know that they're not psychologically or physically made out to be a business owner. They would much rather focus on their clinical skills, their family, other outside activities, and would rather leave the difficult, stressful day-to-day running of a business to a corporation or people who might be better trained and better suited to making business decisions. And those individuals, the MSO and DSO, could be a perfect marriage and something that you may want to consider and pursue. And then that last group is probably looking for something in between. They want to be part of an MSO or a DSO, but they also want to have the enjoyment of making decisions and still feel that their decisions are important clinically and business-wise, and are ultimately out trying to run their business, but also help grow that DSO for future potential financial gains. When I was looking at different articles preparing for this podcast, it struck me that it's similar in our day-to-day practice. Every one of us who practices clinical dentistry like myself sees a patient every day that just says, let's get it done. Let's do that fixed bridge. Let's do that dental implant. Let's do these veneers. Put braces on my teeth. They make that decision and they move forward. But then we may have just as many patients that unless it's broken, hurts, or shows, they postpone treatment. They procrastinate on treatment. What I like to say is no matter what kind of fire we put under their fanny, they're not ready to make a decision. And generally, they won't make a decision unless there's fear, financial loss, or just extreme pain. And then the middle group of patients that we see, depending on their financial circumstances, their personal circumstances, they tend to want to make that decision, but they want to make it under their own terms. What I can tell is dealing with managed service organizations, selling to managed service organizations, buying from managed service organizations, opening and selling well over 20 dental practices in my 38 years. My strong recommendation, as I said in a previous podcast, is you have to know yourself and your personality. Trust me when I tell you, I don't think you can understand the incredible difficulty, the stress, the financial pressure to compete day to day in small business. We're all asked to wear so many different hats, the financial pressures of insurance companies not allowing us to balance bill or accept less than adequate fees, all create incredible pressure on us, and in my opinion, perhaps open the door to make it easier for these MSOs and DSOs. As I've said in previous podcasts, MSOs, DSOs, are they your friend or are they the foe? And in my opinion, based on your personality and your makeup, they can either be a foe or a friend. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I look forward to speaking to you in the future. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions, where there's a focus on education, knowledge, development, and training. Special thanks to Dave Wolf and his podcast crew, along with my sponsors, which are Henry Schein, Patterson, and Vocal. For further information and backgrounds and knowledge, check out Ascent Dental Care, Ascent Laser Aesthetics, and Ascent Dental Solutions. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to you in the near future.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.